Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Beis, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis for Omer Abaye. Today's daf's being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Asunu Matzor Vashifin. So we're in the middle of a sukya, a big sukya, a machlekes Abaye and Rava in Hilchas Avodah Zarah with regards to somebody that worships Avodah Zarah, but he does so me'ahava u'miyira. So he's not worshiping the Avodah Zarah because he believes in the depths of his heart that there's any power to this getchka, but rather he's doing it me'ahavas Adam, he's doing it mi'yiras Adam, but like Rashi says, v'leichashpa v'liba d'elohos, he doesn't really believe that this thing is an Avodah Zarah. The question is, does this constitute Avodah Zarah or does it not? Abaye Amar Chayev, Rava Omar Potter. Abaye said Chayiv because at the end of the day, Hapolcha, you worshipped it. So if you worshipped it, it's Avodah Zarah. Rava said Potter, Ikable Aleo Be'eloiha in Eloi Eloi. Avodah Zarah is not just about doing the Maisa Avodah Zarah, but it's about whether or not you accepted this as a deity. If yes, yes. If not, not. Either way, the Gemara brought different Mekoros that Abaye suggested to his chiddush, and that is, if someone's oved avodah zarah me'ahava u'miyira, he's going to be chayev. We're in the middle of those mekayris, and on that note, says the Gemara of Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Mino amino lo. How do I know that if someone's oved avodah zarah me'ahava u'miyira, he's going to be chayev?" The Tanya, Gunten Abraisa, Koyin Moshiach, ba'avodas koychavim, if the Koyin God, who was Meshuach b'shemen ha-mishcha, was Oyver Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, he would have to bring a korban chatos, the shigigas maisa, even if the shkoga that he did was a shigigas maisa. The Chachamim Yomer, and the Chachamim say, behelim davar, that the only time that he would have to bring a korban chatos is if the type of shkoga that he did was a shkoga of helim davar. The Shodim, they are in agreement, shebesi'ira, that the type of animal that he would have to bring is a se'ira, it's a female goat, which is the same type of carbon that a regular yachid, that's Oved Avodah Zarah B'shogeg, would have to bring. The Shavim She'em may be Ashim Tali. Additionally, they both agree that a Koyim Mashiach would never have to bring an Ashim Tali. So what does this brisa mean? So really, it requires a little bit of an introduction. So let's just take a few steps back. So we're familiar with the carbon chatas. Who brings the carbon chatas? Anytime a person does an aver b'shoik, that had he done the maize that he would have been chayiv karis, the halacha is he has to bring a carbon chatas. Now within the world of carbon chatas, there are a few anomalies. And really, it's all psukim in the Torah and Parshas Vayikra. The Torah talks about a regular person, quote unquote, that does an aver b'shoikik shesdoine karis and says that his chatas has to be either a kispa or a se'ira. So the animal has to be in a keva, either a female sheep or it's going to be a female goat. Then the Torah says, if, however, the person that was over the se'ira was not just an ordinary person, but rather he was the nasi, as in the melech, or he was the koyin mashiach, as in the koyin gadol, who was anointed via the Shemen HaMishcha. That's in contrast to during Bayesheni when there was no Shemen HaMishcha. Or, for example, if Rav of Klal Yisrael did an Aveir B'Shoigig, in those instances, there would be a Chiyav Chatas. However, the nature of the carbon would be different. Asher Nogele in Yonenu is the Koyim Mashiach. When the Koyim Mashiach did an Aveir for which he's chayev chatas, instead of bringing a kispa or a se'ira, the animal that he had to bring was a par. It was a bull. Another difference between the karban chatas of a yachid versus the karban chatas of the koyim mashiach was what type of shkoga would trigger the chiyuv to bring a karban chatas. So your classic shogeg is when you do something, you know what you're doing, you just don't realize that the thing that you're doing is a problem. Koyim Mashiach, who would do an Aveir B'Shoigik Shazdoin Akaris in that format, would actually not have to bring a Karban Chatas. The only time he has to bring a Karban Chatas is if the Shkoga was a Helim Dover. And that's really the magic word that we need for this part of the Sugya. If the Shkoga was some form of Halah, what does that mean? He thought that what he was doing was Mutter, but it turns out that really what he was doing was Aser. And really the background to understanding the concept of the Helim Dover is the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. So we said that one of the anomalies in the world of the Karmel Chatos is the Parah on Davar Shel Tzibur. What's the Parah on Davar Shel Tzibur? That's when Rav of Klai Yisrael did an Aver B'shoigik Shezdoinoi Karis. Now that's Mefurish in the Torah. That's the only time they have to bring the Karmel Chatos is if the reason they made the mistake was because of Hayru Besdin. Right? Because Besdin had Paskin wrong. As a result, they thought that what they were doing was right and it was based on some faulty Psak that they had received from Besdin. If, however, Rav of Klai Yisrael would have some form of Shigigas Maisa, over there there wouldn't be a halach of par halam davar shel tzibur. The Gemara equates the par that the Koyim Moshiach brought to the par halam davar shel tzibur, and just like the par halam davar shel tzibur is only if the shkoga was a halam davar, there was some faulty psak, so too as it relates to the par Koyim Moshiach, the only time he would bring that par is in the event that the shkoga was that he thought, like he paskin for himself, that what he's doing is mutter, and it turned out that what he was doing is aser. In other words, just to get this clear, two nuances between the chatas of the Koyim Moshiach versus the chatas of the Yachid. Number one, the type of animal, kizba seira for the Yachid, par for the Koyim Moshiach. Number two, the type of shkoga. For a regular Yachid, a classic shigigas naisa would be considered a shkoga. Now, what would be if the shkoga was based on Hira, could be there also we'd have to bring a karma chatas. But the point is, if it was a shigigas maisa, where he didn't make a mistake in halacha, he just didn't realize what it was that he was doing was a problem, right? So you know Shabbos, you're very familiar with the laws of Shabbos, you just don't know what Shabbos today. Or you just don't know that Beir is one of the Lama Tes Malachas, but you don't realize that what you're doing right now is a Maisa Beir. So as it relates to a regular Yachid, that's his Parish of Chatas. The Par Koyim Moshiach, number one, it's not a Kispa Seira, it's a Par. Number two, if it's a Shigigas Maisa, that would not be considered a Shigig. It would have to be based on Helam Dover, just like the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur, it's Kishmoy Kachi, there's a Helam Dover. So too, there would have to be a Helam Dover when it comes to the Koyim Moshiach. This Braisa that we just read, that we're going to read again, is discussing the Koyim Moshiach who was Oyver Avodah Zarah B'Shigig. And there's a Machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim, whether if he was Oyver Avodah Zarah B'Shigig, B'Shigigas Maisa, would he have to bring a Karban Chatos or not? Now, we just said that the Koyim Moshiach does not bring a Karban Chatos B'Shigigas Maisa. It's Dafka if it's like the Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So if that's the case, why would you think Avodah Zarah is different? The reason is because when it comes to the Karban that the Koyim Moshiach brought, if he was Oyver Avodah Zarah B'Shigig, it's the same exact Karban that the Yachid did. In fact, the Braisa said, V'shavin she'b'se'ira ki'yachid. They brought the Se'ira. So again, a Yachid ordinarily brought a Kispa or a Se'ira. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it had to be a Se'ira. The Koyim Moshiach ordinarily brought a Par, but when it came to Avodah Zarah, he brought a Se'ira. So there's Makom to say that being that the Karban is the same, so maybe the Oithin Achiyuv would also be the same. Now that's Pashid, if he would be Oyver Avodah Zarah, Behelim Dover, that he would be Chayv Chatas. No one's debating that. That you see from the more broad and general parish of Chatas of the Koyim Moshiach. The question is, what about Shigigas Maisa? Ordinarily, there's a Chiddush, the Koyim Moshiach, who doesn't have Aver B'Shoigig, but Shigigas Maisa, in contrast to a regular Yid, does not have to bring a Karban Chatas. But maybe once you see there's a similarity to the Yachid, we're so in the carbon. No, so if the carbon is the same, so maybe as relates to this, it's going to be the same again. So again, let's read this Braisa one more time, and then we'll see what it has to do with the Machloikas Abaye V'Rava. So again, Pomer Abaye. Abaye said, what's my Makar? That if someone's over the way, this army have a mirror, he's going to be Chayv D'Tanya. We're learning to the Braisa. Koyin Moshiach. Ba'avli, that's Koychot. So again, the Koyin Mashiach is the Koyin Gadol, who's Mashiach Peshem and Amishcha, who was Oyved Avoydas Koychovim, Avoydas Zorah B'Shoigig, Rebbe, Oymer B'Shigigas Maisa. Rebbe says that even if it was Shigigas Maisa, still he's going to be Chai V'Chatas. V'Chachomim Oymer B'Helam Dover. No, just like it's always Helam Dover, here too it has to be B'Helam Dover. This Shavit, they both agree, Shabbasir Kiyachit, that the carbon that he brings is the Seira, which is the Makar to Rebbe who holds Shigigas Maisa. V'Shavit, additionally, this is really not our Sugish. A maybe Ashim Tali, that the Koyim Mashiach is not subject to the parish of Ashim Tali. When you bring an Ashim Tali, when you have a suffix, if you did an Avera B'Shoigig, Shezdoine Kars, meaning you have a suffix Chatas, so just to keep any Oinshim pending, so you bring the Ashim Tali. A Koyim Mashiach never brings an Ashim Tali. But what we need from here is one thing. You see from this Braisa that there's a concept of Shigigas Maisa as relates to Avodas Kecham. Hence the Machloik is Revi in the Chacham, and the Koyim Moshiach, B'Shigigas Maisa, does he bring a Karban Chatas? So the Gemara says, Hai Shigigas Maisa, the Avodas Kechavim Heichidami. Now the question is not, how do you have Shigas Maisa, right? We mentioned the mashal before in Chil Shabbos, how you would have a Shigas Maisa, right? Shigas Maisa is that you have, I don't know, two pieces of meat in front of you. You thought it was Shulman, it turned out it was Chalif. That's your classic example of Shigas Maisa. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Gemara is mutching a little bit. How could you have a Shigas Maisa? And the Gemara explains, hey, Chidon, Ikos Avodah Beis HaKnesses to Beish Tachavo. If the case was where there was a Beis Avodah Zarah, and this person thought that it wasn't a Beis Avodah Zarah, but rather it was a Beis HaKnesses. And he went and he bowed down. So some have the gears of Shtachav Aloi. Others take out the word loy. Shtachav Aloi sounds like you're bowing down to the Beis HaKnesses, which is a little bit of a funny thing. Shtachav without the word loy means you're in the Beis HaKnesses and you're bowing down. You're bowing down to the Beir Yoyla. But the bottom line is, if the case is talking about where he thought it was a Beis HaKnesses and he bowed down, and then he found out afterwards, what? That it was really Avodah Zarah, Harayit Liba L'Shamayim. Then why is it Avodah Zarah B'Shagig? Meaning, you bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You bow down to the Beis HaKnesses. So, if that's the case, it's not Avodah Zarah B'Shagig. Libay V'Shamayim means it's not a Maisa Avodah Zarah. Right? Shigigas Maisa would mean you did a Maisa Avera, but you did a B'Shagig. Over here, if it was Libay V'Shamayim, the Maisa is Avodah Salev. It's a chetz of worship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Avodah Zarah B'Shagig. Elo, the Chaz Andarta. Maybe the case is where you saw an Andarta. This person saw a pestle of some sort. Saw a statue of like one of the emperors, etc. V'shtachav aloi, and he bowed down to it. Okay. And he didn't realize that this Andarta was really Avodah Zarah, meaning he thought it was a dover shell covered to the melech, and it turns out it's an Avodah Zarah. But again, Mamanavshach, Ikible Oleh Baleham Mezidu. If in his mind he was worshipping the king, then it's Avodah Zarah. But you like Kible Oleh Baleham, like Klomo, and if he wasn't a Kabbalah, then Vaiter, it's nothing. So what is the case, Tainas the Gemara, of Shigigas Maisa as it relates to Avodah Zarah? Mamanavshach, if you had the right intentions, then you didn't do anything wrong. And if you had the wrong intentions, then ostensibly it's Avodah Zarah. So where do you have this situation where it's a Maisa Avodah Zarah, but at the same time, you didn't intend for it to be Avodah Zarah? If you didn't intend for it to be Avodah Zarah, if there's an element of Shigigas Maisa, then by definition, it shouldn't be Avodah Zarah at all. Elolav says the Gemara of 1-8, and this is Abaya talking. Me'ahavu mi'ira. The case probably was me'ahavu mi'ira. So what does this mean? It's good to see Rashi inside. So it's the second Rashi on the top line of Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph. Elolav, she'ovad Avodah Zkechav me'ahavu mi'ira satan. It's talking about a person that was Ovad Avodah Zarah me'ahavu mi'ira satan. Kasavish mutalasis. And the reason he did it is because he thought that it was mutter to do. Meaning, he didn't chab that it's also to be Oyvid Avodah Zarah Me'ahavu Mi'ira. He thought it was mutter. V'hai Oymer mutter, ki hai gavna. Now, when Oymer mutter like this, the yod alei le'isra avodah kechavim b'chol avodah shalo, lav helen davakaril. Now, this person, even though the way Abai is explaining it right now, is technically an Oymer mutter, and if that's the case, it sounds like it's not a shigigas maisa, but it's really a shgaga of Helam Dover, but it's not a Helam Dover, and the reason is because even though his shkaga is really predicated on a Helam Dover, but the Halama wasn't in the Gufa Issa. The only time something is considered Helam Dover is Elam King Nelam Mimenu Ikra Avodas Kechavim, Me Achas. In other words, says Abai, the Eitzah of Shigas Maisa must be talking about where really there was some level of Helam Dover, but it's not considered Helam Dover, as in the classic Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur says. And it's for that reason there's a little bit of a machloikis, Rebbe in the Chacham, whether the Koyim Mashiach would have to be in the Chatas in this situation or not. Okay, what would be that Helam Dover? The case would be where the person was Obi Mehavim Meir, thinking that it's mutter to be Obi Mehavim Meir, and he found out afterwards that it was also to be Obi Mehavim Meir. Now, is this your classic Shigas Maisa? No, it's not your classic Shigas Maisa. But it's also not your classic Helam Dover. And said Abaya, probably this is where the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim is. No, Abaya said there is no case in the world of Shigas Maisa when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Every Avera, the Maisa there is the Avera. So you could have a Shigas Maisa. Avodah Zarah, it's all about Avodah Shebaleh. So either it's nothing or it's everything. There's no case of Shigas Maisa. So what then are Rebbe and the Chachamim arguing about? So it must be that using the word Shigas Maisa a little bit loosely, and they're arguing about a case where it's not your classic Helam Dover. Why is it not your classic Helam Dover? Because your classic Helam Dover is where there's a real Halama, where you don't know that there's something called Avodah Zarah, or you don't know that this is an Avodah of Avodah Zarah. Over here, you know everything. You just don't chap that if you don't may have only year, it's going to be Aser, and you think it's going to be Mutter. That's probably, again, it's not Shigigas Maisa, but it's also not Hel and Dover, and that's probably the Shigigas Maisa that the Brisa is referring to. It only works if you hold that Avodah Mehavim year is going to be Chai. If you hold that Avodah Mehavim year is going to be Potter, then obviously this whole thing doesn't even start. So Amr Abai, you know, Aminilah, you want to know where I know it? From the fact that there's a Musig of Shigigas the Zara must be talking about someone that was Ovid Mehabim Yevir. What's Rava going to say? He's going to tell you, Loi, but Omer Moter. No, I think the case of Shigigas Maisa, the Rebbe and the Chachamim were arguing about, was a classic case of Omer Moter. Faith the Gemara, Omer Moter, Hainu Helam Dover. That's a regular Helam Dover. So the Gemara says, no. But Omer Moter, Le Gamri, that's what they're arguing about. Helam Davar is where it's Kiyo Mixas Ubito Mixas. It's talking about where the person was a Oimer Mutter Legami. He said, I don't even know the first thing about Avodah Zarah. He knows nothing about Avodah Zarah. That's not the Helam Davar where the Koyim Mashiach is typically Chayev. That's not the Helam Davar of the Para Helam Davar Shal Tzibor. And really, the background to this is the Gemara Masech Des Hoyrius and it's something from a Pasuk that the only time there was a parish of Helam Dover, Parah Helam Dover Shal Tzibor, the Koyim Mashiach, is if there was a Helam Dover, but it was a Lama V'mikzas. If it's a Lama Legamri, then you're not going to have to be chayv all these karbonas. So says Rava, you're right. When it says in the Brisa Shigas Maisa, it doesn't mean what Shigas Maisa usually means. Because by Avodah Zarah, there's no classic case of Shigas Maisa. What's it talking about? Omer Mutter. What's the Kasha Omer Mutter? Isn't that always Helam Dover? The Teretz is, no, it's only Helam Dover where it's Kiyam B'mikzas U'bitl B'mikzas. This is going to be talking about where it was a Lama Legamri. The bottom line is that we have a Brisa, where the Brisa talks about Shigas Maisa in the context of Avodah Zarah. By the way, it's kedai to go over this Gemara now again. We're going to recap it because three times in the course of the sugya, the Gemara is going to chazer this whole shakel v'tayah that we just learned. So we get it clear the first time, we could do it a little quicker the second and the third. But the bottom line is that we have a braisa that talks about shigigas maisa in the context of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara holds its poshet that it can't mean what shigigas maisa usually means. What then does it mean? Abaye said, oh, this is my raya that Oivim Mehavim Yir is going to be chayav. The case is talking about where the person knew all the halachas of Avodah Zarah. He just doesn't know Oivim Mehavim Yir is going to be chayav. He went that he was Oivim Mehavim Yir b'shoigig. That's not Helam Dover, because Helam Dover means where you didn't really know something. Over here, you knew everything. It's just like a prat. And that's what the Machlik is, the Chacham is, that's what the Braisa means when it says Shigas Maisa. Rava said similarly, but Rava, Oimer Mehavim Yir is going to be Potter. So it must be something else. It's talking about where you are Oimer Mutter Legamri. Oimer Mutter Legamri, based on Mefurish Asugi and Hoyrius, is not considered Helam Dover. So the bottom line is, as it relates to Helam Dover, right? What emerges is two very important asterisks. Number one, Abayas. Number two, Rava's. And so you're talking Abayas and Rava agree, right? It's just the Nafkamina, how to learn the Braisa based on the more global Machlik is in the Chasabay Zar. But the bottom line is two very important asterisk. Number one, something's only considered Helam Dover if you miss out on a ganze din, but if it's like a prat in a din, not. Additionally, it's only if, at the very least, you akiyah nixas, right? But if there's a Helam Dover like Gamri and you don't even know about this whole mitzvah in the Torah, that's also not going to be considered Helam Dover. Either way, this concludes the first portion of the daf, part two. So before we start part two, just a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, so we're talking about a Karban Chatas, specifically in the context of Avodah Zarah. That's the sugya that we're in the middle of here in Perek Arba Mises Bezet. If somebody does an Aveira, a Shoigig, Shizdoyne Karas, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. What happens if somebody repeats the Aveira? Then he does it again, and then he does it again. How many Chatois is he going to have to bring? So there's a lot of factors. The factor that we need for today's daf is that if somebody would do one Aveira multiple times, the shoykik, the helamachad, so to speak, you would only have to bring one chatas. If you would do multiple averas, so then the halacha is, for each avera that he did b'shoykik, he would have to bring another chatas. So for example, if somebody would eat chaylev and then eat it again, and eat it again, eat it again, and it was one halama, one maisa shkaga, so you would have to bring one chatas for all the kezesim that you ate. If a person would eat chaylim, and then he would eat dam, and then he would eat something else. So then for each shem of isser that you did, you would have to be chan. The Gemara now is going to discuss what happens if someone was oivet avodah zarah multiple times,
it was done behelamachal, but every time he was over davayda zara, he was over davayda zara in a different way. So the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Beis said that when it comes to avayda zara, echad ha'oved, ve'echad ha'nizabeach, ve'echad ha'mekater, ve'echad ha'menasich, ve'echad ha'mishtachavech, ve'echad ha'mekabel olav leilika, etc., etc. There was a whole list of examples of different ways that a person could be over davayda zara. So what would be if somebody did that whole reshima, right? But did a behelamach? Are you going to be chayiv one? Or are you going to be chayiv many? What's the two arguments? On the one hand, everything that you did is avodah zarah, right? As it relates to the azara, it says in the Torah, the ikar azara for avodah zarah is in the aseres hadibros. Lois shtachav elohem v'lois sa'avdeh. So really, these are all examples of v'lois sa'avdeh. So if that's the case, it's one lab multiple times, like yeib chelav and more chelav and more yefresni chelav. Okay, so you're only going to have to be one chatas. Or maybe being that each one of the actions was different, this was a shtachava, this was a nisuch, this was aktara, this was shchita, right? So you're doing different avodah. So maybe for each avodah, you're going to be high. That is the next discussion of the Gemara. Now, what's the comp? What's the perfect sushtal to the shayla? So it's a sugi aruch and perikal gadol masach the Shabbos, one of the shveres sugis in Shas. And that is, there's a very, very good parallel to Hilcha Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a dovish shizdaini kars. And if someone's bechal Shabbos b'shoigig, you have to be mechat tishmein, right? You have to be mechat mechatas. So the question is, what would be if somebody is mechal Shabbos again and again and again, and he does a behelam echad, but every time that he was mechal Shabbos, he did a different one of the lamites malachas. Would you be chayiv one, or would you be chayiv many? It's the same chakira. As it relates to the lav, lo yisasa kol melacha, so it's one lav. But at the end of the day, maybe each one of the avos are mechalik and say that they beget their own chiyuv kar mechata. So really the perfect tzushtal to this chakira in avodah zarah is Shabbos, which is exactly where the Gemara is going to go. Says the Gemara, Tani Rab Zakkai, Kamedi Rab Yechanan. So Rab Zakkai taught a braisa in the presence of Rab Yechanan. The braisa that Rab Zakkai taught was the following. Zibech, v'kite, v'nisech, v'shtachaveh, this is all for avodah zarah behelam echad in a chayiv alachas. So if somebody does multiple different avodas, avodah zarah behelam echad, you're only going to be chayiv one. Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan heard this braisa of Rabbi Zakkai. Amaleis, he told him, this is classic Rabbi Yochanan. Tuk tani lebara. You want to teach this braisa? Not in my bis medrash. Do it outside of the bis medrash. In other words, I'm not mekabel. So again, Rabbi Zakkai has this braisa that he's fakoifing that says, if someone does multiple avodas, l'avodah zarah behelam echad, you're only going to be chayiv one. Rabbi Yochanan is really disappointed. He doesn't like it. Ad kedei kach, evastes aros from bismerdish. Omer Rab Abba, so Rab Abba heard this, and he said, hod omer Rab Zakkai, this halach of Rab Zakkai, that Rabbi Yochanan really didn't like. Machloikis Rabbi Yosef, Rab Nosson. I think should be told in a machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and Rab Nosson. The tiny we learned to the braiso, havor l'lav yotso, divi Rabbi Yosef. So we know that the lamates malachas are not mentioned in the Torah, with the exception of one. It says, le'sevaru esh b'chom esh v'seichem b'yem ha'shabbos. And there was a major machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and Rab Nosson mentioned in so many places in Shas. Why is it that the Torah singled out the lav of havor? So again, Rabbi Yosi said, havor l'lav yotso. So tell me that even though anytime a person is mechal Shabbos, the mezeh beit master is going to be chayv skila, but when it comes to havara, all it is a regular loisa say l'lav yotso. Rab Nosson says, no, l'chalik yotso. That the reason it was mentioned was l'chalik yotso. And teach me what? That if somebody would do mamash tishayla, multiple lamites melachas behelam echad, we would treat each melacha as if it's a separate lav, and as a result, you would be chayiv al kol achas vachas. Now, it is kedai to mention right now, very important to understand the sugya, that although there's a machloikis Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nosson, whether avar l'lav yotzis or avar is l'chalik yotzis, Sai Rabbi Yosef and Sai Rabbi Nosson agree that when it comes to Shabbos, l'chalik, that for every one of the melachas you do, you're going to be chayiv. In fact, the whole machloikis, l'lav yotzis or l'chalik yotzis, is whether you get malkis, or whether you get misa. Meaning, the l'lav yotzis part is b'machloikis shnuya. The l'chalik yotzis not. Now, if Yosi holds Havara l'lav yotzis, obviously he can't learn l'chalik yotzis from here. True. He learns it from somewhere else. In fact, the Gemara later is going to bring the drasha. But it's just kedai, just pashat chejven in the Gemara, to be very cognizant of that. That there is no machloikis really as it relates to Shabbos. Meaning, everybody holds, as it relates to Shabbos, l'chalik. The question is what you learn from Meisavar Reis Pachomesh Vesech B'yema Shabbos. Do you learn from Zir l'chalik? Or maybe really l'chalik you learn from somewhere else. What you learn from there is l'lav. But my nafkamina, what does it have to do with our sugya? So just to speak out, balpeh, is because the Gemara holds of Avodah Zarah is very similar. Because it says in the Torah, loisa shtachad elohem veloisa avde. Loisa avde means any form of Avodah. But the Torah singled out loisa shtachad. So the question is, what should we do with that loisa shtachad? So here's the shayla. If you hold that Havara is l'lav yotzis, so Leis Shtachav is probably also going to be l'lav yotzis. If you hold that Leis Sevaru is l'chalik yotzis, then Leis Nishtachav is also going to be l'chalik yotzis. Meaning, when it comes to Shabbos, whether you hold l'lav or l'chalik, it's always going to end up being l'chalik. But that's based on Shabbos that Yechesh Vayres. That's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. As it relates to Avodah Zarah, we have to find our own Mekot. I mean, as much as Shabbos is a comparable, but we still need to find the Mekot. We're not learning Avodah Zarah from Shabbos. We need to find something Minei Ubei by Avodah Zarah. We're using Shabbos as the marshal, but Avodah Zarah is going to be the initial. We're going to have to figure something out in the parents of Avodah Zarah to go one way or the other. This is the perfect tushtal, Reb Nosson and Reb Yossi, because you have this word of Leis Shtachav, and if Leis Sevaru Eish, which is parallel to Leis Shtachav, is Lechalik, then this is probably also Lechalik. And if it's Lelav, and here you don't have another Makar, so then all you're going to have is the Lelav. So really, at first glance, it should be totally in the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef Ram Nosson. Not in the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef Ram Nosson, how it plays itself out, the Mice and Shabbos, because there's no Machlekes how it plays itself out, the Mice and Shabbos. It's for sure Lechalik Yatsis. The Shaiva only is, we have a desire, you don't have another Makar. So the only Makar would be this one Pasik that was Yatsis. So the Chayyot should be telling the Machlek is the Lav Yatsis, the Lechal Yatsis. And Umar says it inside. So then you should make the argument that Shtachaba is the Lav Yatsis. The Mandom Avar Lechal Yatsis, but the Mandom says that Avar is the Lechal Yatsis. So Shtachaba and Nami Lechal Yatsis. It's also Lechal Yatsis. So Zokti Mar, first glance, this Shaila, this Rab Abba talking. The Bryce of Rab Zaki, the Rab Yochan doesn't like, the Chayyot is Mamish telling the Machlek is between Rab Yosi and Rab Nasa. But the Gemara says, Masa, for Rab Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the Kashans. He said, "Domo made kind of come Rav Yosef has some Havara l'lav yotzes." Said Gishmak, "Maybe this ne Rav Yosef holds Havara l'lav yotzes and not lechalik is the nafkele chiluk melachos me'achas mehena. Maybe it's because of the fact that he learned chiluk melachos me'achas mehena." Now the Gemara is going to bring this whole drasha now me'achas mehena, and it's not the easiest drasha in Shas. So let's just first theorize what Rav Yosef means to ask. And then we'll see it inside and inside what Rabbi Yosef means to ask. But what Rabbi Yosef is saying is that I want to say that maybe the only reason Rabbi Yosef said Avar l'lav yatsis is because we said Meman of Shacht is another Makar for Lechalik yatsis. So Rabbi Yosef knew he had another Makar for Lechalik yatsis. So why do I need to use this Lechalik yatsis? Therefore, we tashin that l'lav yatsis. But by Avodah Zarah, where you see from the Cheshbon of the Gemara, there is no other Makar for Lechalik yatsis. So maybe Fakert, even Rabbi Yosef would agree that here you were Darshan L'chalik Yosef. So that's Rabbi Yosef's Taina. Don't shtel to Rabbi Yosef who said L'lav Yosef, because it could be it's not that he holds L'lav Yosef is a better drasha than L'chalik Yosef. He holds that L'chalik Yosef is taken already. I don't need this for that. All I needed is L'lav Yosef. Now what is that other Makar L'chalik Yosef? It's Me'achas Mehena, and the Gemara brings this whole Brice. Okay. It says in the Torah the words Me'achas Mehena. Now what does it say here? Dabriel ben Yisrael Leimar, reading the Pasuk, Parash says, Vayikra, Nefesh ki sechete b'shkago, Mikol mitzvahis Hashem, Asher lo yisei osena, Va'asa me'achas me'hena. So again, we're talking about someone who does an aver b'shoigig, and it says he did me'achas me'hena. Tanya, here's the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi Yomer. And by the way, this is Rabbi Yosi himself. He is the Tan of this Braisa. It says, Va'asa me'achas me'hema. We learn from here, Pomim shechayib achas al kulam, and Pomim Shechayev al kol achas v'achas. Sometimes a person can do multiple averes b'shoigig and be chayev one chatos, and pomim you're going to be chayev al kol achas v'achas for each one. V'am Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Yoichan, say my time in the Rabbi Yosi. What is the mekartem Rabbi Yosi? The chesed because it says ba'asa me'achas mehena, and we learn from here achas me'achas hena mehena. Now, the way Rashi explains it, with some help from the Akrainu, is that there's three diyukim, really. Three diyukim that Rabbi Yosi had in this pasuk. He said, number one, the osa me'achas me'hena. The mems are extra. The osa achas hena. Me'achas me'hena. The mems are extra. So we're going to dash in both mems. Additionally, one of the words are also extra. Because it could have just said, va'osa achas. Or it could have just said va'asa heina, or maybe va'asa mehena. But the bottom line is, the two mems are miyutar, and not only the mems are miyutar, one of the words are miyutar. And it's for that reason, there's a whole bunch of drushes that have to be had. And just to explain the outline of the drashas, there's number one, we're going to dash in the mems, just a good old-fashioned drasha. We're going to do something with an extra letter. That's easy. But also, from the fact that the Torah wrote either achas or heina extra, is because the Torah wanted to put achas and heina next to each other, to learn achas she heina and heina she achas. And that's really the basis for the drasha. And he went ahead and he explained. Achas shimin, me achas shemi shimin, meaning, the mem from Me Achas teaches me that if somebody sat down to write Shimon, but he ended up not writing the whole word Shimon, all you wrote was the Shemem, meaning Shem Me Shimon, you'd be chay. And that's what I know from Me Achas, meaning had it said Achas, okay, you sat down to write a word, you have to write the whole word. If I wrote part of the word, as long as it's a word, right, Shem Me Shimon, so that in and of itself would be enough for me to be chay. What do I learn from the Me Heina? Heina's avos, Me Heina told us. This is one of the more famous drashas in Shas. Achas shnihi Heina, and Heina shi Achas, right, that we're learning from what? From the fact that one of the words are extra. So Achas shnihi Heina means that it's possible that you'll be chay of multiple shkodis. So that's talking about Zodon Shabbos, where you were amazing on Shabbos, meaning you were mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, you know it's Shabbos, you're amazing on Shabbos, b'shignidus melachas, but you were shoigig on Zereya, you were shoigig on Chayrish, you were shoigig on Koitzer. So over there, the shkogi is the etzem melacha, and being that the shkogi is the etzem melacha, for each melacha that you do b'shoigig, you're going to be chay. Heino shmiachas, what's an example where you did multiples, but you're only going to be chay of one? That case is where it's shigigas Shabbos v'zodoin melachas. Well, you knew all the malachas are, okay, you're doing it, Ki'ilu b'meisid. The shkog was, Yinichapi, so it was Friday, Yinichapi was Shabbos. So being that there's one nice shkog over there, so over there you're going to be chayvan. The bottom line is, this is the drashna of Ba'asa me'achas mehena. So again, why do we bring the drashna? Because this is the mekar for Rabbi Yossi that we're mechalik when it comes to lamatas malachas. Where do you see it? You see it from achas Shehi Heino and Heino Shehi Achas, right? Sometimes you could be chayiv multiple. What's the case of Achas that's Heino? The case is where you're shogging on the malachas. So you're shogging on this malacha, shogging on that malacha. We don't look at it as you're shogging on chaylev, shogging on chaylev, shogging on chaylev, that you'd only be chayiv. What? There's a musig of Achas Heino, Achas Shehi Heino. And again, what's the drasha? The drasha is Va'asa me Achas me Heino. One of the words are extra. The mems are for Shemi Shimin and Obis and Taldis, and it's the fact that two words are together, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. But the bottom line is, what's Rabbi Yosef's taino? So said Rabbi Yosef, just to fear us, inside. So he said, you're going to tell me, Rababa, that this Bryce of Rab Zakkai, whether or not you should be chayiv al kol sug of avoidal, avoidal zara b'fnei atzim, we should be telling the machlikas Rabbi Yosef and Rab Nosson, because if your whole list of arrows, promise for Zechemena Shabbos is l'chalik yosses, then list of shtachem will also be l'chalik yosses. But if you hold this, the lab yotzes, here it's also going to be the lab yotzes. I disagree. I hold that even Rav Yossi, who holds by Shabbos the lab yotzes, only held maybe with lab yotzes because he had a different makar for the chalik yotzes. What was the makar? Achas she heina heina she achas. But if he didn't have that makar, Kobi would have been loyal to the chalik yotzes. So by the Zohar, we taku don't have that makar. This is the way it should be. So just the fear is innovating. Abel Hoch over here. Where I don't have another makar to know chiluk malachis, the kuli almish tachav all the chalik yotzes. So for sure, everyone's going to hold the chalik yotzes, and it's for that reason. Right, just the fear of stigamato says Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan walked out on Rabbi Zakkai because he couldn't even hear Rabbi Zakkai. There's no mockum to Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Zakkai saying zibech v'kitav and nisach v'shtachav behelam echod in chayiv velach achas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan book Tani lebro arose from base medrash. Why arose from base medrash? Because it's pashut the chalik yotzes. Why is it pashut? Because it says leisishtachav and leisishtachav is the chalik yotzes. Ain Shabbos leisabarich Rabbi Yosi also lab yotzes. That's because he learned the chalik yotzes from somewhere else. But over here it's pashut. This Rabbi Zakkai is not totally in anything. There's no kind of places bechlau for shitas Rabbi Zakkai, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said and puk tani lebra. The Gemara says just one ha'ara, and that is chiluk melachis da avoides kechavim nami tepekle me achas mehena. Says the Gemara, there's one thing I don't understand. You're telling me that Rabbi Yosef holds that Vlamites melachis alechalik yotzes, not from leisavaris b'chomish v'sichem v'yemashavas. That's the lab yotzes. But it's learned that from Meachas Mehena. Now, where does it say Meachas Mehena? In the parish of Chatas, right? That's where it says it. Darbo b'nei Yisrael, leimor, nefesh ki secheta, b'shkoga mikol mitzvah Hashem. Which we know means b'nei karis, okay. V'osa Meachas Mehena. Doesn't say a word about Shabbos. Mikol mitzvah Hashem. B'nei karis. Which is avodah zarah too. So why are we even having this conversation? Who cares whether lois hashtachad is l'chalik, l'lab? It's poshit from the osam me'achas mehena. If that is a makar, tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, a hard makar, aber a makar nonetheless. So if it's a makar for Shabbos, why should that makar not be a makar for avodah zarah either? In other words, chiluk melachos d'avodas kechav nami tepekle me'achas mehena. Why can't we learn me'achas mehena? Now, it's mavur from the next few lines of Gemara that the Gemara holds the only way you'd be able to plug avodah zarah into this drasha is if you can make the whole drasha work for avodah zarah. What does that mean? Not only the achas shehena and the hena shehachas, but you would have to make the mems work as well. But the Gemara says, I can make the mems work. How so? Like this. I'm going to say, achas zvicha, me achas simenecha. Meaning, the mem of me achas is going to teach me that if somebody shechts even a simenecha, which ordinarily is not shechita, but you're going to be kaif. Heina is going to teach me avos, such as zibuch, kito, nisach, v'shtachava. Me heina, just like by Shabbos, is going to teach me toldos. Shava makal ufana. Somebody breaks a stick, that's a told of shechita, right? You shecht the simonim. Over here, you're breaking the stick. So that would be an example. Achashihena, what would be achashihena? I mean, what would be an example where someone does multiple acts of avodah zarah and he's going to takibi chayim multiple? It's talking about where you were a zodoin on avodah kechavim v'shikigas habaydas, right? Our case, where you did multiple. And hena shi achas, what would that example be? Where you're only going to be chayim one. It's going to be where you're shikigas avodah kechavim v'zodin avodah, where you knew the avodah, but you were shikigas on avodah zarah. So it's one halama on avodah zarah, and it's for that reason you're going to be chayim. So the Gemara says, that I don't understand why we're even having this conversation. If we know there's a brayis in Hilchos Shabbos of achashihena eina shiachas, so just like that's a good makar for Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yossi's brayis. So why shouldn't that be a good makar for avodah zarah either? So the Gemara says, let's stop for one second. Let's slow down a little bit. So you're telling me achashihena eina shiachas, one is talking about where it's a zodin avodah kechavim and shigigas avodos, and the other one's going to be talking that where it was shigigas avodos kechavim and zodin avodos. So what does it mean shigigas avodos kechavim? It means that you didn't even know that this is avodah zarah. And you're telling me, oh, that's part of the equation here of afachiyahin shiachas. And the Gemara says, really? How does that work? Hai shigigas avodos kechavim mechidami. And this is the second time we're going to have what we had in the beginning of the daf. Ikos, now we're based on Knesset, so is the case where a person thought there was a based on Knesset, Shtachad Eloi, Harei Libi L'Shamayim, it's not a way to Zohar. El, because Andarta, he saw a statue, V'sagidle, Ramanav Shach, Ikiblo Leo, Nezido, if he was Mekabal, it's a Nezin, Eloi Kiblo Leo, Eloi Klumu, El, Mehav Amira, maybe it's talking about where he was Oiv Mehav Amira, thinking that that's Mutter, where really it's also. But the Gemara says, Honi, Chala Bayi Dama Chai, El, Rabba Dama Potam, Ayikil Meimar, El, says the Gemara Bayi Mutter, oh, the cases are Mutter. Right, which, by the way, would have been my first choice. Well, what's the case of where you're shkog on the avodah zarah, but you're a zodin on the avodah? Meaning, you didn't chab that avodah zarah is also. Now Rashi speaks out. If you didn't chab avodah zarah is also, what does it mean you're a zodin on the avodah? So Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says, "Vinei do I have these shigigas avodahs kechabim v'zodin avodahs elo shigigas zebezeh." But the Gemara is still saying that maybe that's really what is going on over here. But the Gemara says, if that's what the Braisa means, then it could work, right? Then you can make the drashas work. But the Gemara says, that would force you to be pushed at a certain Ibai. Pishad minei, the boy, minei Rav Amir Nachman. You should be able to be pushed at something that Rav wants to ask from Nachman. What was Rav's child that he asked from Nachman? Hello, zeh. What would be if the person was a halama on both? I mean, let's say in the case of Shabbos, you are halama on the Shabbos and you are halama on the avoyves. Meaning you want big groisa amaretz, you want big oimer mutter, you are halama on everything. Is that considered an achashi heina or is that considered a heina shei achas? Now Rav asked Rav Nachman this question and no one knew the answer. Says the Gemara, tivshnei te'enech ayav al achas, you should be able to be poishit that you only chayav one. Why should be able to place you only chayav one? Because if you're going to tell me that the Braisa is talking about avodah zarah, the case is going to have to be where you're an oimer mutter, because there is no other case. So the case is going to have to be where you're an oimer mutter, and it's going to have to be you're oimer mutter on avodah zarah, which means by definition, you're like Rashi spoke out, you're not a zodin on the avodah, you're an oimer mutter on the avodah as well. And if you see that, you're going to be chayav what? One. So tifshe minei de eni chayav ela achas, and nobody was ever pushed from here anything. So if that's the case, from the fact that the Amiram weren't pushed, that's a raya that they understood that this pasuk cannot be learned le'inyan avodah zarah. Because if they held the pasuk could be learned le'inyan avodah zarah, they would have been. So the Gemara says, "Halei kasha." I don't know what kind of taina that is. Is v'tifshayt, meaning then you should be Pleishit. Meaning, other rabbi, this is all part of my kasha. Meaning, I understand that the Amiram, for some reason, don't have this makar. Right? There's a whole sugi over here. What's the halacha in this case where you did multiple avodas b'shayu b'avodah zarah? How many chatoris are going to be kai? The Gemara's kasha is, I don't know. To me, it's for asan yachas mehena. Why, if you have that drasha by Shabbos, you should have it over here. And by the way, if that's going to force you to be Pleishit, rabbi shayla from Nachman, all the better. Other rabbis, let's be Pleishit that also. But the Gemara says, no. Me, Matzis, Mukus, Lahali, Krebe, Avodas, Kechavim, at the end of the day, meaning, right now, the Gemara is a shtickle stock here. Right now, you only have one kasha. You really have two kashas. These are two sugis that the Gemara doesn't understand. Let for us and Achas Behenim be this. It could be Poshet, our sugi. It could be Poshet, Rabbi Shail, that he asked Rabbi Nachman. But the Gemara says, you can't say these psukim are talking about Avodah Zarah. Why? The Ibu Hacha Ksib, the Moshiach Par. Because if you go through this parsha of Asa Be'achas Mehena, so look at the outline of the parsha. I mean, it's just one pasuk. This is going to take us full circle to the beginning of the da. So you go through the parsha. Parsha says the Yochid, he is Asa Be'achas Mehena, brings a kispor seira. If the Kohen Moshiach does it, he brings a par. If the Nasim does it, he brings his carbon, which is a sar, by the way. Right? The Torah goes through the individual carbonis that you're going to have to bring. Now, we said in the beginning of the daf, to speak it out outside, that the Kohen Mashiach, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, doesn't bring a pack. What does he bring? He brings a Seira, which is the same carbon that the Yochid brings. So that's a raya that we're not talking about Avodah Zarah. Because in this parasha, Ba'asa Me'achas Me'ena, you see there's the Chilul Karbanos. And there is no Chilul Karbanos when it comes to the power of Kohen Mashiach. This must be the biggest raya. So again, inside, Ivo HaChaksev, B'Mashiach Par, U'Benasi Sayer, Ubi Yochid Kizba the Seira, the Ilu Bavoidus Kechavim Tnan, or Tanya, the Sheba Seira Kiyachid, that you bring the Seira, says the Gemara. That's the biggest ride that this pasuk can't be talking about by the Zara. It answers all the kashas. That's why there's a sugi here, Reb Zakkai and Reb Yechavim says, Tommy Labara, and Reb Abba wants to Shtelsu the Machlik Sorbeis, Reb Nosin, and Maskevor, Reb Yosef, I don't think it's a true Shtel. This is all predicated on the fact that we don't have a Mufurish Shemakar. I Ba'asa Me'achas Mehena, Terry says, that is not talking about Vedazar. Why not? It says, Nefesh Kisachat Abishkagam Mikol Mitzvah Yisashem Asher Loisei Aseru. Yeah, but you see from the Chiluka Karbon, specifically from the fact that the Koy Mashiach brings the Par, and not to see that it's talking about all mitzvahs, with the exception of one. But the Zohar is a major exception when it comes to all these sugyas, right? So obviously it's with that exception. The Gemara says, Vasuwe Midi, there's nothing else that we need to discuss on this topic. Rashi says, Lek Lishnuye Midi, there's nothing else to talk about, and we're going to take the lead of the Gemara, and that is Vesuloy Midi. Either way. So what was the second part of the daf? Very lumbisha, Geshmaka Gemara, where Reb Zakkai had a braisa that he fakoifed to Rabbi Yochanan. What did the Braisa say? Zibech v'kite v'nisech v'shtacha v'behele mechlet enechai v'ele achas. Rabbi Yochanan said, Puk tani labara, which again is a major sugyo as it relates to different avoidas of avoidas zara. Do we look at them as separate shemes le'in chilu katois, or do we not look at them as separate shemes le'in chilu katois? This exchange between Rav Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan was the first version, and the first nusach that the Chachamim had in terms of what exactly had taken place. But there's another nusach. There's an Ikka da'amri. There's a Tzveta Lishna, and that is going to be now the last part of the daf. Says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar, where Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, to Bavel. So he said, Hachi Tana Kameh, that you want to know what Reb Zakkai had told Rabbi Yochanan, Tap Rashi on the Amid. You want to know what Reb Zakkai had told Rabbi Yochanan when he fakoif the Braisa. It wasn't the Nusach that we just learned on Amid Aleph. Have a whole different version of what went on. Right, Rabbi Yochanan is the Gadol in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel was in Eretz Yisrael, underrated. He's one of the Yidden that used to come back and say over what happened in Eretz Yisrael. And he's saying that, I just want you to know that my nusach of what I heard is a little bit different. Okay, what was the Braisa according to Rashul Bar Yehuda? So he said as follows. This is the Braisa. Quote, Chomer b'Shabbos mishar mitzvahs. As it relates to Chappas, there's a chumah that Shabbos has over other mitzvahs, or Averus, and there's a chumah that Shar mitzvahs have over Shabbos. Chumah for Shabbos, what's the chumah that Shabbos has? Shah Shabbos, also shtayim behelim echad, chayva kol achas v'achas. When it comes to Shabbos, if you do two different malachas behelim echad, you're going to be chayva kol achas v'achas. Right, how do you know that? Either havar l'chalik yotzes, or v'osa me'achas me'hin. Masha eke b'shar mitzvahs, as opposed to other mitzvahs. Chumah b'shar mitzvahs, there's a chumah that Shar mitzvahs has over Shabbos. Shabbos mitzvahs shogak b'loy mischavin chayiv. If you're a shagag beloy mischav, What does that mean? So Rashi gives it away already, but really we're going to get to it at the end of the daf. The Gemara is going to say it means you're a mesasek, but we'll get to that in a minute. But shogag beloy meschaven, you're going to be chayiv. Masha ain't came to Shabbos, as opposed to Shabbos, shogag beloy meschaven, you're going to be pot. This was the brisa. So Gemara says like this: Amar ma chaymer b'Shabbos, Shabbos asa shnayim b'chulin. Right? Let's try to dissect this brisa before anything else. Heichidami, what exactly is the case? Again, chaymer b'Shabbos mi b'Shar mitzvahs is what that Shabbos asa shnayim b'helam echad chayv akol achas va'achas ma she'enki m'shtarmas. So Gemara says, what is the case? Ilema the avad k'tzir utchina. Is it talking about we did two different of the lametas malach? Right? That's the way we explained it. Take avasa gavi shar mitzvahs. So what would be the comparable case by shar mitzvahs to achal chayv v'da? What do you mean? It's the same exact halacha, right? The sure, if you eat chaylev and dam, you're going to be chayev too, right? It's a chiddish, two different lametas malach. It's good, we have two bakaris for it. But the bottom line is for sure when it comes to two lametas. What must the case be by shan mitzvah, the only chayev one? Hey chidami, the achal chaylev, the chaylev. The kavasa gabi shabbos, the avad k'tzira uk'tzira. There's nobody that holds if you do the same halacha twice that you're going to be chayiv too. Says the Gemara, behind the Amar like Puktani Labara. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said Puktani Labara, because he said it doesn't make any sense. He had no havana in this raisa, and that's why he said what he said. Says the Gemara, my kushyaba. I don't understand the Gemara's akasha. Maybe it's talking about Chaymer b'Shabbos, that by Shabbos you're going to be chayva kol achas v'achas. He's talking about you did two different malachas. You did ktsira and you did chit. Masha ekim b'shan mitzvahs. What was the kasha? That masha ekim b'shan mitzvahs is the same thing. If you eat chaylev and dam, maybe asan l'avoydus kechafim. Maybe it's talking about avoydus zara. Kide Rav Ami, and it's going like Rav Ami. Domer Rav Ami, Rav Ami said, zibech b'kite v'nisech b'helem echot, einoi chayiv elo achas. So maybe it's avoydus zara, and by avoydus zara you only chayiv one. Now let's just cheshbon a little bit. This Rav Ami, Zibich v'kitev v'nisak behelam echad eni chayv alachas, was Rav Zakkai in the first lishon. And Rabbi Yochanan heard Rav Zakkai in the first lishon, he said, Puktani lebrada, right? And the Gemara ended up v'sulei midi, right? It was like no way of understanding this whole shita. Here, the Gemara in version 2.0 brings it back to be miyashiv the braisa. In the first version, this is exactly what the price is, and Rabbi Yochanan's telling this halacha, puktanur. This is exactly the halacha Rabbi Yochanan's throwing out of his medrash. In the second version, there's a different halacha Rabbi Yochanan's throwing out of his medrash, and the Gemara's trying to be miyasha. Maybe we could bring it in. Maybe it means what you threw out in Amud Aleph. It's a little funny. And really, the rest of the story is on the next daf, on Daf Samech Gimel, because on Daf Samech Gimel, the Gemara is going to bring this Rav Ami. Notice, this is Rav Ami in Amoira. On Amud Aleph, it's Rav Zakkai, who's Fakoyvi, the Braisa, right? But the Gemara is going to bring Rav Ami, and there's actually going to be a drasha for Rav Ami. So at the end of the day, Rav Ami is going to have a mokim. And in the Tzveta Lishna, it's mamish fakir from the first Lishna. The first Lishna we don't even know from a Rav Ami. And that halacha is dead on arrival, puktani labara. On Amid Beis, we're actually aware of a Rav Ami, and we're even using it to be miyash of the Brai. So we're using it to bring it back into Beis Medrash, right? It's interesting. Meaning, normal, you would understand the second Lishna didn't even have a mina of the first Lishna's Kiddush. But it's just the opposite. We're actually using the Kiddush of the first Lishna, which was thrown out on Amud Aleph, to bring the halacha back in. But the bottom line, it says, well, maybe that's the Eitzah. Maybe the Eitzah is Chaymer b'Shabbos mi'Shabbos mitzvahs doesn't mean all mitzvahs. It means Avodah Zarah. By Shabbos is a Musar Yalchiv Chatois, as opposed to when it comes to Avodah Zarah, they're not. But the Gemara says, no, it doesn't work. You know why? Because it is safe. The Ketani is safe. What did the safe say? Chaymer v'shar mitzvahs. That shar mitzvahs has a chumro b'Shabbos. So v'shar mitzvahs, shogag b'loy meschavin chayev. As opposed to Shabbos, shogag b'loy meschavin, you're going to be pot. So we said, what does that even mean? Shogag b'loy. First of all, it sounds redundant, right? Shogag b'loy meschavin. Isn't that the same thing? So it obviously means something. So the question is, what does it mean, shogag b'loy meschavin? So the Gemara says, shogag b'loy meschavin, b'avoydus kerchavim heichidom. What would be an example of shogag b'loy meschavin? Now we mentioned earlier, it means misasik. Because Rashi spoke it out, so we spoke it out. But really, it's based on the maskon of the Gemara. So right now, we don't know anything about misasik. So we're going to approach this last Gemara with an open mind, and we could try to understand what it means. Says Shoyge b'loy meschavim. So the Gemara says Shoyge b'loy meschavim v'vedus kechavim. Hey chidami, what's the case? Is the case where you were a shoyge because you thought that this place was a beis hakneses and you bowed down? Harili b'loshamayim. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not a mice of a dessert. El dechaz andarta, you saw a statue besagudle, and you bow down to it. If you were makabel, it is some form of a dessert, amazing. And if not, like klumi, again, you didn't do anything. Elamir. Maybe the case is talking about that's the shog of Elamir Schafen, where you were over me have a meir and not knowing that it's also to be over me have a meir. So then you did something wrong. El Rav Dama Pati didn't do anything. So my Yigalameb. El Ba Omer Mutter. Oh, must be the case is talking about where you're an Omer Mutter. And Rashi says that if the case is talking about Omer Mutter, Kivan Bele Husker Le Meyolam. This is a guy who never knew there was such an Isser. Ein Meschaven Kariwe. That's the Gishmak Beloshin. You're a Shogak Bele Meschaven. You're like, Mamish thought it was Mutter. Again, Omer Mutter is a type of Shogig. But the point is, this double Loshin of Shogak Bele Meschaven, like, no Shaykhis. I never intended to do anything wrong. I never even knew that this was Osir, right? So the Gemara says, Bechura, that's what's going on over here. It's talking about Omer Mutter. Okay, so basically, what do we say? That an Omer Mutter by Avodah Zara is going to be Chayiv. Masha Inkin b'Shabbos the Potter legamli. Masha Inkin Shabbos. Why Shabbos Omer Mutter is going to be Potter? What's the problem? Ab kan leboy minei Rav mi Rav Nachman helam zebezeh. When Rav asks Rav Nachman on Amud Aleph, where someone doesn't know anything about Shabbos, he doesn't know about the Chefts of Shabbos, he doesn't know about the Lamed Tes Melachos of Shabbos, your halama on everything. So what was the shaila? Now you did averus b'shoyg. You chayiv one or you chayiv b'kol achas v'achas? The question was eli ilchiyu v'chad ilchiyu v'tarati. Ab b'potel legamli leke lamando amar. But there's no one in the world that holds that you be potel legamli. So the verse is like this. At the end of the day, if you want to tell me Chomer b'Shabbos v'Shar Mitzvahs, the Shar Mitzvahs is Avodah Zarah, then how are you going to understand the Sefer? Because the Sefer says Chomer b'Shar Mitzvahs mi b'Shabbos, Shogav le'mischaven b'Shar Mitzvahs, which you're telling me is Avodah Zarah is Chayiv, b'Shabbos is Pater. What would be the case of Shogav le'mischaven that you're Chayiv b'Avodah? There's only one case of Shogav Avodah Zarah, right? According to Abaya, it's Shaykh, but even they have in the year of Shaykh. According to Rabbi, it's Shaykh if you're an Omer Mutter. So basically, you tell me that an Omer Mutter on Shabbos is Mutter. It's not true. An Omer Mutter on Shabbos is not Mutter, right? It's not Mutter. It's just the fact that it's not Mutter. So the Sefer can't be Avodah Zarah. And if the Sefer can't be Avodah Zarah, then the Reisha also can't be Avodah Zarah. So if the Reisha can't be Avodah Zarah, it's Hajar Kushal Luduch, they had to understand the price, and that's the Puktani Labara, right? So again, Chomer b'Shabbos v'Shar Mitzvahs, that what Shabbos Yichayiv, Al Kalachas V'Achas, as opposed to Shar Mitzvahs, Marzim V'Marav Shach. Right? If it's talking about the different Malachas, that's like Chelav Adam, you would be Chayiv. And if it's the same Malacha, then you're not going to be Chayiv Al Kalachas V'Achas. The Gemara is Eitzah was Avodah Zarah. Oh, but the Zohar is a good Eitzah. Because look to the Ravami, even though on Amud Aleph, we knocked that out. But good, there is such an Eitzah. The Eitzah, but the problem is that with the Miyash of the Reish, you're still going to be stuck with the Sefer. So how are you going to be Miyash of the Sefer? So the Gemara says, my Kushya, I don't know what the Kash is. Maybe the Reish is talking about Avodah Zarah. Like we said, it's the only way to make sense of the Reish. The Sefer b'Shar Mitzvahs. And the Sefer, when it says Shar Mitzvahs means literally Shar Mitzvahs. So there's a difference in Taich between the word Shar Mitzvahs in the Reisha and Shar Mitzvahs in the Sefer. Shar Mitzvahs in the Reisha means Avodah Zarah. Shar Mitzvahs in the Sefer means really Shar Mitzvahs. And what does it mean when we say Shogah B'Loi Meschaven? The Shogah B'Loi Meschaven, like Rashi spoke out in the beginning, is talking about when you're a Mesasek. The Kasava Roiku, so let's say you saw Chelev and you thought it was saliva, Ubaloi, and you swallowed it. I mean, you didn't even intend to eat it. You just had intent to, you intended, wait, what's a Mesasek? A shayk means where you had in mind to do a maisa. You just thought it was mutter, or you didn't realize that what you're doing was iser, right? A misasik was, I didn't even have a mind to do a maisa aveira, right? You bent down to pick your glasses off the floor, and by mistake, you plucked something out of the ground. You didn't even have a mind to do a maisa tlisha. You didn't have a mind to do a maisa kaitzer. I mean, it's not that you thought it's mutter to be kaitzer on Shabbos, or you didn't even have a mind to do a Maisa Kreitzer. But that's always what Masasik is. So that's the case of Shogav Olay Meschaven, that where it was Roik, the Ubala, you had a mind to swallow it, it turns out you were eating. Mashaykim, Shabbos, the Potter. And that's what we're saying, by Shabbos, you're going to be Potter. Sheneschaven lahagbiya esatolish. The Chotach esamachobre. If someone has a mind to pick up something that's tolish, not attached to the ground, and you end up detaching something from the ground, you're going to be Potter. Now, what's this based on the Sefer? Why Bashar Mitzvahs, right? Why Bashar Mitzvahs would you be chayef from Masasek? And when it comes to Shabbos, you would be Potter. So the answer is, you'll have to say that Shar Mitzvahs doesn't mean all Mitzvahs. Ukidir Rab Nachman Amar Shmuel, the Amar Hussein, a Masasik b'chalavim b'aray is chayef shekein nene. Aba Masasik b'Shabbos Potter, kus meleches machshebes osra teira. The Sefer is going to be talking about Shar Mitzvahs, not Avodah Zarah, also not all the mitzvahs in the world. It's going to be talking about chelav and arayis, right? We just gave the example of chelik, where it was roik ubalai. But the point is, a case where Masasik is chayef, right? Anytime the aver is related to hano, so there the Allah is Masasik b'chalavim b'arayis is going to be chayef. And that's what the Sefer is going on. So again, what are we saying? We're saying like this, that the Reisha of the Braisa was Chomer b'Shabbos mi b'Shar Mitzvahs, It's talking about a chiluk between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Shabbos yichayv kolachas v'achas. Why? Because the chaluk yotzes either from place of arish b'chomish shtechem in the Shabbos or v'achasa me'achas mehena. As opposed to Avodah Zarah, there you can be chayv kidur avami, like we're going to see in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The sefer that says that chomer b'shar mitzvahs mi b'shabbos b'shar mitzvahs shagag b'loy meschavin chayv mashein kein b'shabbos. There it's talking about where you did a mesasik, and that's the lashon of shagag b'loy meschavin. You see, it's not a regular shagig. It's talking about you're a mesasik. And what does it mean? Shar mitzvahs b'cheva v'arayis. Because being that you had hana, shek harei nene, so at the end of the day you're going to be chayiv, as opposed to Shabbos, where meleches machshavas asur teir, it has to have some chashivos, some level of das. Over there, you're taka going to be potter. In other words, what are we saying? Say, Rabbi Yochanan, why do you have to throw this halacha out of his medrash? Why did you throw it out of his medrash? See, Amud Aleph, he understood where Rabbi Yochanan threw that halacha out of his medrash, because we didn't know about this Rabbami. But now on the day, somehow Ravami is suddenly acceptable, right? So if that's the case, Tainas the Gemara, what's so schwer about this Braisa? Chayim v'Shabbos v'Shar Mitzvahs, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, and Chayim v'Shar Mitzvahs mi b'Shabbos is Chedav HaRayis, Klapi Shabbos, the Reisha has a Pshat, Kid Ravami, the Seif has a Pshat, Kid Rav Nachman HaMashul, HaMasas b'Chalom v'HaRayis, Chayiv Shekei Nene, I think I can make everything work. So why Rabbi Yochanan throw it out of his medrash? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh, Rabbi Yochanan's a shitasoy, the leimoike masis reish b'chataim v'seif b'chataim. He has a shita, he doesn't like the reish and the seif for being two different pshatim. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan once said, man de metargim li chavis, ali b'tachatana, there's a certain halacha related to a chavis, and he couldn't, actually goes through the whole thing in Perek HaMafkid, but basically, it's a shvera halacha where Rav Yechon couldn't figure out a way to make it all work. Aliba the one tana, and he said if anybody would deem targumly the halacha of chabas, aliba the chatana mevilna le money basre the meimasusa, I would mamish, I would do a maisa shimush for him. I would mamish, I would give him smicha. I would consider him a rabbi. So you see, Rav Yechon so badly wanted everything to stem with one tana. So Rav Yechon was shitosoy. Chayim b'shabbos b'shar mitzvahs means this, and chayim b'shabbos b'shabbos means that. It's inconsistent. It's Rav Yechon. That was the reason that Rabbi Yochanan said in the Lishna Basra, Puk Tani Le Barah.